very handsome production, and she was in good voice, and I think it was right after she had been fired by the Met, and she was vengeance. It was really wonderful. And it was a really great cast with Collis, and Daenerys was Teresa Braganza in her very early American appearance, John Vickers and Nicola Zaccaria, and of course Nicola Rescinio conducting.
Tell me, for someone who did not hear her live in the theater, what that voice was.
The voice carried well. I would say it was maybe a spinto quality. It wasn't a really huge dramatic voice, but it was plenty loud. And I always sat in the balcony in Dallas because I thought the sound was better up there than it was downstairs.
You also saw her in La Traviata, and she herself said that with Norma, that was the opera closest to her heart. What was her Traviata like?
I thought her Traviata was very good. In fact, there have been I've seen Traviata on the stage more than 40 times, and she and Licia Albanese were the two very, very best, combining voice and acting and everything all put together. Now, I will tell you, and I've told this story before, that the high E flat at the end of Semper Libre was one of the most memorable notes I've ever heard. It was huge. It was large. It was big. And it had a wobble big enough to drive a Mack truck through. And she held on to that note. She didn't just hit it and drop it like some of the later notes, high notes, happen. But she hit that note and she held it. And I just couldn't believe it. Well, I was stunned.
When she was performing a role, did you believe her? Did you believe her character?
Oh, yes, yes. She and I had, as I said, I had read either that she said or Lottie Lehmann said, acting is not action, and action is not acting. And there was very little overacting in it, over thing. Now, the production was interesting because the curtain went up immediately on the first act, and there was a traditional set with a chaise lounge over to stage left, and she was on that stage lounge covered up. And at the moment of when the opera began, she threw off the cover and arose and joined in. She was in that chaise lounge in the first scene of the second act, during while the tenor was singing De Miei Bolentis Viriti and all of that. And then when her entrance came, she threw off the cover and joined in. She was on the chaise lounge in the second act, and she threw off the other. And then at the last act, of course, she was on the chaise lounge when the curtain rose, and she acted around the chaise lounge. I had not planned to attend the second performance, but I thought, you know, I need to see this again. I went up to the box office. That was a Sunday matinee, up to the box office, and there were plenty of tickets available.
Nevertheless, you know, she's been gone for 40 years. She hadn't sung an opera for well over 50 years, and I'm just curious why. all these years later, absent her private life and absent Onassis, why are we still talking about her? Why are her CDs and her recordings constantly being reinvented and made available in different editions? Clearly, the interest and the market for her remains.
She handled the stage very well. As the funny thing is, after saying that, you know, acting is not action, Medea, she was all over that stage. And as at the end of the opera, a friend of mine turned to me and said there wasn't an inch of that stage that she didn't have her big feet on. So, I mean, but that's not true for Traviata. Traviata was mostly sung seated. And I've told you that she did not like the way that Zeffirelli had the scenery set for the first act, the first scene of the second act, and she proceeded when she got off that chaise-lounge to go over and rearrange the furniture, and it looked absolutely normal. And I didn't find out about that until after it was over and was talking with a friend of mine, an acquaintance of mine is a better word, who lived in Dallas and volunteered for, you know, backstage assistance, and he told me about their disagreement, and that after that scene was over on opening night, Zeffirelli really screamed at her, and for the second performance, it was set like she wanted it.